When Jason Shelton came to Houston from Ohio a year after Hurricane Katrina, he was surprised by some of the things he heard from fellow African Americans when referring to the mostly black 150,000 evacuees from New Orleans who had sought refuge in Houston. While in Ohio, black people expressed solidarity with the evacuees and their plight and applauded Houston's efforts to help them, Shelton found many African-American Houstonians expressed hostility towards the newcomers.
These people are coming here and they're messing up our way of life. The Giddings are good here in Houston and they're bringing things down here and they're making us look bad. And so I found that really fascinating.
Shelton had come to Houston to do sociology research at Rice University, so he decided to focus on the evacuees and their acceptance or non-acceptance by the community at large and by various racial groups in particular. After 2 years of conducting surveys and analyzing data, Shelton, who is now at the University of Texas in Arlington, has published a report along with co-author M. Nicole Coleman titled After the Storm, How Race, Class, and Immigration Concerns Influenced Beliefs About the Katrina Evacuees. What the study shows is that hostility towards the hurricane evacuees remained strong for about a year and then started to subside in the African-American community, largely because of efforts by black leaders to foster a more charitable attitude towards the brothers and sisters from New Orleans. But Shelton says ill will towards the evacuees remained strong among whites. Shelton found that much of the antipathy towards evacuees was based on the idea that they were outsiders, people who had come to take advantage of either government assistance or job opportunities to the detriment of people already in Houston. He says white attitudes track closely with views on immigration. Those who expressed concerns about the city being flooded by immigrants also expressed dismay over the influx of evacuees, even though they were mostly natural-born U.S. citizens. Jason Shelton says such reactions to outsiders are based on how people identify themselves in a community, group, class, religion, or race, and the threat they see posed by people from outside. He cites the example of tensions that have flared in some parts of the country between blacks and Hispanics, which are often based on competition for employment.
African Americans, not all of us, but many of us, look at Latinos and say, hey, look, you know, if they wouldn't take lower wages, maybe we would have those jobs.
As for the Katrina evacuees who remain in Houston, Shelton says there's evidence that they are now losing their image as outsiders and finding their own place in the community.
For the folks that are there now, the evacuees that have stayed, they probably have taken on some sense of identity about being a Houstonian, which is probably the reason why they're still there. They're probably working in the city. They're probably a part of the life of the city. And they're beginning to blend in. That's that community element.
Shelton says the age-old human problem of in-group and out-group hostility is likely to continue, but he still thinks people are capable of seeing beyond their divisions and finding ways to accept one another.
I don't know how we solve this dilemma beyond just letting life continue to naturally unfold and we get into a deeper sense of community where we do begin to realize that we all are in this together. We do have to coexist. We are all Americans at the end of the day.
Jason Shelton and M. Nicole Coleman's study of the Katrina evacuees in Houston appears in the September issue of Social Science Quarterly. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.